Happy Sunday. It's Sunday, August 18th, 2013, and my wife and I just got back into town. We took a vacation together. We saw New York and Pennsylvania and Maryland and Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Delaware. I believe we hit 20% of the states in the United States of America. And through all of that, I was not inspired with a podcast. But it did put me in mind of this song. This is a Bob Dylan song, and those of you who know this song will not recognize it, and those of you who don't know this song will also not recognize it. It's called Bob Dylan's 115th Dream. Riding on a Mayflower when I thought I spied some land. I yelled for Captain Arab, I'll have you understand. He came running to the deck and he said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engine, change the sails. All on a bow line, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes by as crazy as a loon, and he throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Me, I'm busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by a Guernsey cow who directed me down to the Bowery slums where people carry signs around saying ban the bums. I jumped right in the line saying I hope that I'm not late when I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight. Around, I was looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepes? And just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral, so I pulled down my pants. They threw me in an alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her place, and I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots and put me on the street again. With a U.S. flag upon display, I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know, they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones. I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested, so I went looking for a cop. Out of cab, I snuck out the other door. This Englishman says fab as he saw me leave a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right in the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and the man asked me who I was. Repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand, I said goodbye, I ran out to the street when his bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A cell phone was ringing, it just about blew my mind when I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. By this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin, be it either heads or tails, to let me know whether I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hopped my sailor suit, got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymed with sails, so I made it back to the ship. When I got back and took a parking ticket off the mast, I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat came past. They asked me what my name was, I said Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I told them for the Pope of Iruk I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. The last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale who was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was, as I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships a-sailing. They were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, and I just said, good luck. Bob Dylan's 115th Dream. Have a great week. I'm going to take you out here. My wife and I made up a song in the car. We were following a hearse down the New Jersey Turnpike, and that's kind of got all kinds of symbolism attached to it. We were going a good 15, 20 miles an hour. So this is the hearse song. It's to the tune of this theme song to the old sitcom Mr. Ed. A corpse is a corpse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a corpse, of course. Unless, of course, the name of the corpse is the famous Mr. Dead. Go right to the source and ask the corpse. He'll give you the answer that you'll endorse. You never heard of a talking corpse. Well, listen to Mr. Dead. Okay, well, that's that.